Rule 62 in Appreciation by Frank T. Looking at the online rows of my home group's faces and people from all over the world, hearing their voices one by one, I think to myself, every time you talk, I feel my defects. My daily 5:30 a.m. On Awakening group reads literature every morning before the shares. So why can't people share about the topic? A newcomer shares, I don't come to AA meetings to get my news. I come for recovery. Can we please talk about that? I agree with him. My gentle nod should signal to everyone online to heed his point. My face can control the meeting. If only people are looking at me, I have to pretend they are. How did I get here? Pandemic. Future-looking members of the group called a teleconference to suggest an online meeting for the group. Some protested. We need to meet physically. Others agreed. We won't be able to meet at the church. The decision to make it happen was to create a separate meeting with a slightly different name, On Awakening Online. It was up and running the next day, just hours before the Bay Area public health order. Renegades continued to meet at the church, me included, until a falling out. 2 days later, when the first person who arrived changed the lighting scene and claimed it was a group conscience. That lying son of a gun, how dare he? Rage rose up inside me and I left, joining the online meeting. Business meetings started every week because there was so much talk about how to support the church and keep our space when the virus winds down. How to end the physical meeting. How to capture Seventh Tradition offerings to help the greater AA. What about everyone, Chad? It's disrespectful and disruptive. How about people calling from other continents? Who cares where they're from? Please ask them not to say Australia or South America. We're all the same. Just stick with your name. There's no time to hear where you are from. They're killing precious time. My home group has seen me for 7 years. My early days, I would share and people would turn to my sponsor and say, he's your sponsee. I took it as an honor on how well I shared and helped them. Unself-aware lunacy ruled me. Fortunately, working the program, I started to get aware of myself and then begin to move from tolerance to acceptance to appreciation to love of my meeting comrades, even as I tried to control them. And they started to be okay with me. What am I after? Defect surrenderment. How does it work? I keep noting my view of the world, which is seeing what's wrong. And what's wrong? Everything that does not bring me emotional or financial security, prestige, approval, and affection and control. That's all I need. I don't ask for much. When circumstances change, like these online meetings, my defects have to plan new plans of attack to keep controlling me and preventing me from seeing the meeting faces as faces of God and hearing their voices as voices of God's, as our members bring God into existence for me and everyone else who's there. What's it take for an online meeting? The creators and hosts, the technical support person, and the reading person who displays the literature. It's not a small task to set up and run a meeting for 60 to 90 people online. And they train secretaries for each meeting, which is strange because On Awakening has no secretary. Anyone can start the meeting. Our creators of the online had to take a no secretary format and make it work for an unlimited number of people not familiar with our meeting. They made it work. They trained new hosts. They created a website, aaonawakening.com, to communicate. Hours and hours of sacrifice and work to keep the meeting coming. Not only that, they created a 7 p.m. meeting as well as a 5:30 a.m. meeting and expanded the 5:30 a.m. meeting to include 5 minutes of free-form chat and a 5-minute meditation in response to member requests. What's the point in all my challenges of this viral change? Not taking myself seriously and not missing a chance to appreciate and point out what's working well. And what's that? Our AA members ensuring AA is there for us and themselves and everyone else who cares to get sober and get on a spiritual path.